Red Joan by Jenny Rooney.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Oh dear, I thought I got away with it. Melita Norwood, aged 87, the KGB's longest-serving British spy, speaking to a reporter from The Times upon being unmasked in September 1999. Sidcup, January 2005. Sunday, 11:17 a.m. She knows the cause of death without needing to be told. The hand-delivered note from the solicitor is brief and unemotional, enclosing details of the funeral arrangements on Friday, along with a copy of an obituary from the Daily Telegraph. The obituary describes Sir William Mitchell's early life in Sherborne, Dorset, where he contracted polio at the age of 8. She had not known that. Made a miraculous recovery, and then proved himself particularly adept at Latin and ancient Greek at school. He went on to read modern and medieval languages at Cambridge, was drafted into the Special Operations Executive during the war, and later rose to a high position in the Foreign Office, advising the British and Commonwealth governments on intelligence matters, and gaining a number of honorary doctorates from various universities along the way. Apparently, he was never happier than when walking in the Scottish hills with his wife, now deceased. She had not known that either. What she had.